Hello and welcome to the inaugural episode of Mr. Flores' CTE podcast. Today I want to talk about how we can improve our presentation slides to maximize that audience engagement. So let's go ahead and get started today. We're focusing mainly on Google Slides because that's what we use in our course. And one thing I want to remind you is that you can use Google Slides with one idea per slide. They're not charging you per slide, so slides are free. So focusing on one idea per slide really, really, really helps hold that audience attention. I know you might look up and find a lot of other rules like so many minutes per slide or so many slides for a 20-minute presentation or a certain size font. Just focus on having that one idea and using that to really emphasize your message. The point of the presentation is not so much to have your audience see everything that you have, all of your information all at once. It's really meant as a visual aid to help you tell your story, to help the audience visualize what you're talking about. And that's why having one idea per slide, as you're telling your story or giving your presentation, it really helps emphasize that message. Another thing that can really help take your presentation up, make it a little cleaner, is bulleted lists are not bad. But what you can do is take those lists and change them to include graphical elements. That's another thing that can really just grab the audience's attention and help them kind of see and understand the information that you're presenting to them. And anywhere that you can actually add graphics to help simplify your information, particularly when you're dealing with data and statistics, can really make a difference. All right, and probably Mr. Flores' biggest pet peeve is moving away from the stock themes, the stock slide templates, okay? Not to say that there's anything inherently wrong with them, other than the fact that they get overused. Much like sometimes you'll have a song that you'll hear that gets overplayed, and you get tired of hearing it, regardless of whether or not it's actually a really good song. The same thing happens with slide themes and slide templates. There are a variety of websites that you can go to find alternative themes that have really neat graphics and fonts that are included in them and that are very customizable. And as you're moving through and developing the aesthetics of your presentation or the look of it, one thing to keep in mind is you can also use graphics as the background in your slides. And this just also helps to emphasize the message and meaning of your presentation. You can also incorporate more white space to help improve readability. It's also called negative space. It's space that you try and incorporate in between different elements. So that the eye is more easily drawn and able to focus on each piece of information or each item that's on your slide. When the slides are too crowded and cluttered, it makes it visually confusing and therefore causes the message that you're trying to convey to get a little muddled in your audience's mind. Let's talk about pictures a little bit. It is perfectly okay to include pictures. You want to make sure that you are searching for pictures that, of course, are not copyright protected. There are a variety of resources online. One in particular is the Google image search. You can go into some of the advanced settings and actually search for copyright-free and fair use images through Google image search. But when you find those graphics, don't be afraid to resize them or crop them, even recoloring them to better suit your needs or the aesthetics of your presentation. Even something as simple as adding a gradient to a background can really just add that little touch, that little bit of finesse to further enhance your message and further engage your audience. All right, probably the biggest point that I will be making today is to eliminate unnecessary text. This is probably the number one complaint of any audience when they're sitting in a slide presentation, whether it be Google Slides, Apple Keynote, PowerPoint, is having a speaker or presenter have word for word the information that they are presenting on the slide. I'll let you in on a little secret. If that was your intent and purpose, most people have been able to read since kindergarten or first grade, so there's no point in you even sharing a presentation verbally if you're just going to read it word for word. You can send that through an email, and I can read it on my own. Now, is that actually going to happen? Will I take the time to read that? Probably not. I'd rather have an engaging, enthusiastic speaker tell me a story about their information, right? So the slides themselves should really be limited to key points and main ideas that you're wanting to share. And then you're filling in the rest of the information with what you're saying to your audience. It really is meant to take the form of a conversation, like you would be talking to, you know, a friend or family member, relaying them information about something that you're knowledgeable about or something that you're trying to convince them of. You're using logical arguments and trying to avoid the overly impassioned speeches. It's okay to be passionate about something, but when you turn it to an argument or it's really hostile, that's when your audience starts to disengage. But when you're letting them into something that you care about or are passionate about, the audience will start to feel that same way that you're trying to get them to feel. They're going to buy in to your information. Even more so when you're able to provide them with reliable and credible data, which can also be cited on your slides, or you can mention that and, if need be, provide those references separately. And that's perfectly okay. If you're like, wait, Mr. Flores, but I have to know what I'm going to say. I have to know all this other information. I understand that. That's why most, if not all, of the presentation slide software out there has a place for speaker notes that you can use on your end without sharing it out to the entire audience. This is a fantastic feature that I would definitely try and take advantage of, even if it's nothing more than just key talking points to help remind yourself what you want to make sure and cover. Again, it doesn't have to be word for word everything that you're going to say, but it can be very helpful to make sure that you're not forgetting something that you feel is important to share with your audience. All right, I think I've covered just about everything that I had for you today. I hope you've enjoyed this, and I hope that you find it useful and that you're able to create and craft a very engaging, aesthetically pleasing, informational presentation that can really grab your audience's attention. Thank you, and if you want to reach out or follow me on Twitter, I am @flo@flonosetech. Thanks, and have a great day.